Tasmania collapsed on the third day in Hobart, losing by 84 runs to Western Australia in the Sheffield Shield. Chasing 250 to win, they reached the promising position of 130-3, thanks to half-century Alex Doolan. However, Michael Hogan tore through the Tigers' lower middle order on the figures of 5-37, as they were all out for 165, losing their last 7 wickets for just 35 runs. Earlier in the game, Tasmania had collapsed to 41-7 in their first innings, while half-centuries from Luke Butterworth and Evan Gilbus kept their arrears to 62, after Cameron Bancroft hit 93, leading the visitors to 258 in their first innings. South Australia should leapfrog leaders New South Wales sometime tomorrow. They required just 96 runs in the fourth innings at the SCG. The Blues had done well to post 373 in their first innings, as Ben Roer and Moises Enriquez shot 187 for the fourth wicket. However, the Redbacks responded with 426, thanks to Phil Hughes' century and 80 from Callum Ferguson. Gary Putnam then led the home side routing for only 148 second time around, turning figures of 4-35 from 9 overs. And the draw looks likely at the Gabba. Queensland lead by 219 runs over Victoria, reaching stumps on 208-2 in their second innings. Openers Luke Pommers back and Joe Burns added 193, with Burns making 102. The Bulls had earlier declared their first innings at 382-8 as 3 men passed 50. Victoria then kept the deficit down to just 11 runs by making 371, as Peter Hanscom, Cameron White and David Hussey all hit half centuries. James Hopes and Alistair McDermott shared 7 wickets. Mashonaland Eagles are in complete control of the Midwest Rhinos at the halfway point of their Logan Cup match in Harare. They closed day 2 on 298-3, dismissing the visitors for 296 on day 1. Eagles lost both openers cheaply, but Reggie Chicabra and Mark Vermoylan put in 230 for the third wicket. Vermoylan, who has now achieved the unique feat of playing for all 5 Zimbabwean franchises, fell for 99, but Chicabra ended with 147, with Sikander Raza on 42. Brendan Taylor and Malcolm Waller had held the Rhinos innings together on day 1 with a fourth wicket partnership of 151. The national skipper made a fluent 102 of 123 balls as Brian Vittori took 4-67 for his new side. Southern Rocks slipped to 146-6, bowling out Matabeleland Tuskers for 284 in Mass Bingo. The Rocks lost 2 early wickets before rallying slightly at skipper Richmond Mutton Barmer's 52, Prince Masvire's 37. Twanda Mukwege and John Nyumbo ended with 2 wickets apiece. Tuskers openers Brian Shari and Bonaparte Majuro had passed 50 on day 1, set up their size innings. Godwill Mamia then hit his maiden half-century as they posted a promising total. Tinashe Panyangara, Cuthbert Masoko and Tavaswa Kamangozi each took a brace of wickets for the Rocks. Khan Research Laboratories made it 5 wins out of 5 in Pakistan's President's One Day Cup. They could muster only 215 after being asked to bat by International Airlines, as Najaf Shah took 5-33. However, that proved ample, as only 3 Alliance batters reached double figures. They slipped from 80-2 to be all out for 149, as Syed Anwar took 4-34, following on from his cameo of 36 off 30 balls with the bat. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines are second, after prevailing over last place Pakistan Television by 4 wickets. Mohammed Sami hit 57 television's total of 180, as Imran Ali, Imran Khalid and Kerim Shahzad each struck at least twice. Swee Gas then got home in the 36th over, courtesy of contributions from Tafiq Umar, Kerim Shahzad, Abubakar Khan and Adnan Akmal. United Bank comfortably beat National Bank by 5 wickets in Islamabad. National Bank were bowled out for 164, with no one really supporting Fawad Alam, who made 67. Adil Raza, Tariq Haroon, Kashif Bhatti and Atif Makbul chipped in with at least 2 wickets. United Bank then cruised home, with the biggest contributions from Hassan Ali and Wajahuddin. Port Kazim authorities subjected Zayed Tarakiti Bank to their first defeat. They mustered a useful 277 for 9 from their 45 overs, as Mohammed Salman clocked an unbeaten 91 with only 73 balls. PQA had been struggling at 103 for 5, Salman added 122 with Daniel Assam for the 6th wicket. Zawar Tarakiti Bank then got off to a good start, thanks to 59 from opener Shahid Yusuf. However, that was to be the highest score, as Sahel Khan took 4-41, and they were all out for 242. And Farrukh Shahzad hit 128, so that State Bank's win over Water and Power Development Authority. He lacked support from his colleagues until late on, when Rizwan Haider smashed an unbeaten 74 for only 36 balls, to lead his side to an impressive 307-9. Ayaz Tesoura then hit 175 balls in the WAPDA run chase. Opener Mohamed Ayab also chipped in with 66, as they put up a strong challenge before falling just short. They were all out for 295, with Hassan Mahmood and Jalak Khan each ending with 4 wickets. The regional one-day cup saw wins for Bahawalpa Stags, Karachi Zebras and Lahore Eagles in Group 1. Zebras topped that group with 4 wins from 4 games, while Eagles beat Rawalpindi Rams to record their first win. Meanwhile, Islamabad Leopards, Karachi Dolphins and Lahore Lions triumphed in Group 2. Lions and Dolphins topped that group with 4 wins apiece.